cannot, when you are writing a novel, hide behind the fig leaf that what you're writing is fiction, so that if you have alleged facts about historical events that happen to be completely false, you are kind of protected by the fig leaf of the fact that you're writing fiction. That is completely dishonest. If somebody, for example, wrote a historical novel about Abraham Lincoln and made the assertion that before the Gettysburg Address, he was abducted by aliens, it wouldn't be a very credible novel, and reviewers would have every right to ridicule it. But I'm afraid Dan Brown is in that category. However, there are some other interesting books in the history of the, or in the list of best-selling authors that really should cause us to pay attention to the power of fiction in a very positive way. And some of these books have very interesting pedigrees to them. For example, what was the best-selling American novel in the 19th century? It was Ben-Hur. And the novel Ben-Hur, which, as you all know, was made into a very successful movie in 1959 or 1960, was written by the American Civil War general in the Union Army, Lew Wallace, who was quite a heroic general, although he ran into controversy with General Grant during his military career. But it's very interesting how Wallace got to write Ben-Hur and what happened as a result of the book. Lew Wallace was conversing with his fellow Union Army officer, or former officer, Robert Ingersoll. Now, who was Robert Ingersoll? You're perfectly justified in not having a clue. Let me tell you, he was the Christopher Hitchens or the Richard Dawkins of America in the 19th century. He was called by the American media Mr. Agnostic. He was a